That was Birdsong from Dave McMurray's Grateful Dedication 2. I'd like to shift gears to the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is an amateur league of senior A-box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association. Each year, the playoff teams in the WLA compete for the right to confront the major lacrosse champion based in Ontario for the Man Cup every year. The 2023 regular season wrapped on July 29th with two games. The visitors, New West Salmon Bellies, overwhelmed the Nanaimo Timbermen 11-6 at Frank Crane Arena, while the Victoria Shamrocks bested the host Coquitlam Anoraks in a 12-11 slugfest at Poirier Sports Center.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the final standings in the Western Lacrosse Association in 2023. The New West Salmon Bellies clinched first with a 15-3 record, 2 points for a win, with 1 point for a tie. The Langley Thunder second, 14-4, 28 points. Nanaimo Timbermen, Tobin 6, 24 points. The Victoria Shamrocks 4th, 10-7-1 for 21 points. These four teams made the WLA playoffs. And the rest? The Burnaby Lakers 5th, 5-13-1, 10 points. The Maple Ridge Barrards 4th, 13-1, 9 points. And the Coquitlam Adenex dead last at 2-16-1.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
WLA playoffs kicked off on August 1st as the second seed Langley Thunder frightened the third seed Nanaimo Timbermen 14-6 at Langley Event Center. On August 2nd, the Western Lacrosse Association announced its first and second All-Stars. Here are the first All-Stars. Goaltender Frank Sigliano of the Langley Thunder with 497 saves and an .858 save percentage. On defense, Adam Weideman of the Nanaimo Timbermen with 24 points and Drew Belgrave of the New West Salmon Bellies with 8 points in 16 games. On offense, Zach Mann of the Nanaimo Timbermen after 89 points to win the regular season scoring title, Curtis Dixon of the Langley Thunder with 16 points in just 12 games, and Hayden Dixon of the New West Salmon Bellies with 53 goals, which led the WLA. Here are the second All-Stars. Goaltender Cam Dunkersley of the Victoria Shamrocks with 456 saves and an .814 save percentage. Just a minute, please. It is Cam Dunkersley, actually. On defense, Brett Mitski of the New West Salmon Bellies, Bennett Smith of the Victoria Shamrocks, and Bobby Kidd of the Langley Thunder. On offense, Robert Church, Dane Dobie, both of the Langley Thunder, and Jacob Dunbar of the Burnaby Lakers. Playoffs resumed on the night of August 2nd, where the top seed New West Salmon Bellies survived an 11-9 barn burner over the fourth seed Victoria Shamrocks at New West Queens Arena. On August 3rd, Langley grabbed a 2-0 series lead after winning a 17-10 slugfest over Nanaimo at Frank Crane Arena. Earlier today, Zach Manns, who won the scoring leader, Zach Manns, who scored 89 points to win the regular season scoring title, received the 3-star award along with the scoring leader award. Tonight sees game 2 between New West and Victoria at Colwood's Q Center. The ball drop is at 6:30 p.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Mats Gustafsson and Joachim Norbo's Their Power Reach Across Space and Time to Defy Them Was Death or Worse. Here is There Are Some Worlds Where All Dreams Die. Onglad Stunned. Thank you. I'd like to talk about the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball for BC high school students, where many earn college scholarships and some get drafted into Major League Baseball. On July 31st, the BC PBL announced Armin Drawer, who played for the North Shore Twins, committed to the UT Permian Basin Baseball based in Odessa, Texas. On August 3rd, Rico Domingo, who played for the UBC Thunder, announced his commitment to the Okanagan College Coyotes based in Kelowna, BC, on Twitter. I'd like to discuss the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for July 29th. The Spokane Indians doubled up the host Eugene Emeralds 8-4 at PK Park. The Vancouver Canadiens grounded the visitors Everett Aquasox 6-1 in Rogers Field and at Bailey. And the Hillsboro Hops blanked the host Tri-City Dust Devils 3-0 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. On July 30th, Everett tripled up Vancouver 3-1, Spokane edged Eugene 6-5 in 11 innings, and Tri-City downed Hillsboro 5-0. There were two venue changes on August 1st. The visitors Vancouver shaded Hillsboro 4-3 at Ron Tonkin Field. The host Tri-City shaded Eugene 1-0 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. And the visitors Spokane thumped Everett in a 9-6 slugfest at Funko Field. On August 2nd, Vancouver thumped Hillsboro 8-0, Tri-City blinded Eugene 5-0, and Everett edged Spokane 4-3. On August 3rd, Vancouver edged Hillsboro 6-5 in 10 innings. Eugene scored 2 runs in the top of the 9th to shade Tri-City 3-2, and Everett spanked Spokane 7-3. 3 games are on tap tonight. Vancouver continues in Hillsboro, Eugene renews in Pasco against Tri-City, and Spokane resumes in Everett. The first pitch for all 3 games are at 7:05 p.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Vancouver Canadiens, who won the first half, are first at 24-9. The Vancouver Canadiens are an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are second at 18-15. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are third at 16-17. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, are fourth at 15-18. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are 5th at 14-19. And the Hillsboro Hobbs, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are last at 12-21.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time. And
how does it feel together?
Thank you for listening to episode 30 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, B44. Sorry, just don't have much time here. It would be Matt Greenwood's Atlas Constellations.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast on unceded ancestral territory of the Coast Salish peoples. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and listen to our podcasts on SoundCloud and our website, cjsf.ca. Have a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573.